God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This is Brother Hutchings inviting the listeners to another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. And here now is Brother Jerry.
Thank you, Brother Hutchings. Today and tomorrow, Dr. Larry Spargimino will be visiting with Gary Miller, author of a 5-lesson Bible study entitled Why the King James Bible is the Perfect Word of God. Brother Gary serves as an elder at Grace Harbor Church in Arlington Heights, Illinois. He and his wife, Linda, have been working with children for some 40 years and founded what they call the Minors Bible Club for children ages 6 to 13. Together, they've written Bible study books for the minors and will be making one of them available today. It's entitled The Adventures of Bob and Betty. Here now is Brother Larry and his guest, Gary Miller.
Thank you, Brother Jerry, and greetings to all of our listeners. I'm so happy that we could be together through the medium of Christian radio. Gary, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Well, thank you, Larry. It's a pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your ministry. We want our listeners to know where you're coming from and how the Lord has been blessing you and teaching and preaching the Word of God.
Yes. Fortunately, I was raised in a Christian home where the Bible was understood to be the Word of God. We went to a church where the Bible was preached. And actually, my parents sent me to a Bible camp when I was a young boy, and it was there I first heard the gospel clearly, and I believed and was saved at about 8 or 9. My wife was raised in similar situations, and she had a faithful Sunday school teacher who week after week taught the Word of God, and she was also saved as a young gal. And once we were married back in the middle 60s, a long time ago, we started working with the youth in Sunday school classes and in youth clubs. And over the last 40-some-odd years, we've worked with a lot of children. And out of that came the books that we're talking about today.
Well, that's a wonderful testimony, and I can just think we'll thank God for faithful Christian parents and for Sunday school teachers. Sometimes I know parents and Sunday school teachers, you know, they labor from day to day, from lesson to lesson, from child to child, so to speak, and they wonder if their prayers and their efforts do count, and actually we know that they really do. So that's a wonderful testimony.
Well, thank you. And just to build on that, if there's teachers and youth workers listening today, and I'm sure there are, it's a real encouragement to know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. And young people can make and do make favorable decisions, faith choices to trust Christ early in life. And if we talk to people who have done that, and we have, and talk to people who have trusted Christ later in life, we find that the Word of God working in the life of the young person throughout their life has kept them from a lot of sin and a lot of destruction.
Well, that's so very true. I know there are a lot of people who invest in oil wells and so forth, and of course there's nothing wrong with that, but if you invest in the life of a young person as a Sunday school teacher, maybe working with them, going to a church camp with them, handing out good literature such as you have, you're really investing in something for all eternity. And I believe that with all my heart, and I know you do as well. Well, Gary, why did you write Why the King James Bible is the Perfect Word of God, and why did you put it in the format of a 5-lesson Bible study?
Well, in our years of working with the youth, we found that there was less and less King James Version Bible study material available to the youth. With the advent of the new Bibles, less and less was being made available to children. We knew the power of the words of God, and we knew that the Word of God is the King James Bible and the words in the King James Bible. So basically, we wrote our own material for our youth club. We called our youth club the Miners. And we all know that miners in real life today dig in the earth for gold and silver and precious metal. And the miners of our club mine the Word of God for the unsearchable riches of Christ. So we started writing lessons, and one of the lessons that I wrote for the children actually ended up, or five of the lessons, I should say, ended up being this book, Why the King James Bible is the Perfect Word of God. Children, we believe, as well as adults and everybody, need to know the truth of God's keeping His promise to keep and to preserve His Word. So that's where this book came from. And it was never designed to go really beyond our own little work, but as we know, it has.
Yes, and it's very helpful. In fact, as I was going through it, I was amazed that there are nuggets in this little book, not just for children, but also for adults. It's very edifying for anybody.
Well, and that's what it's turned out to be. And we're glad that the Lord has seen fit to use it that way. We recognized early in Psalms 12, 6, and 7, for example, the truth that God gives us about the importance of His Word. He says, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. And then the Lord tells us what He's going to do with these. He says, thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And we believe Psalms 12, 6, and 7, when God says He's going to keep them and He's going to preserve them and that they're pure. We also know that the Word of God is very important to our Lord. He says here in Psalms 138 that He magnifies His Word above all His name. That's a significant statement about the importance of the Word of God to Him. And we believe that if it's that important to the Lord, it should have great importance to us.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've worked with children a lot. I used to be a Christian school administrator and principal, and I found that kids need security. They need to know that they can go to the Bible, and they need to have confidence that the Bible is the Word of God. And you know, Gary, I've found that in Christian schools, for example, teachers who are the most consistent in discipline, they have the best classes. The reason being because the kids know what they can do and what they can't do. There are limits. And I think the same thing is true when we have the knowledge and the certainty that we have the Word of God in our hands. We know the limits. We know God says, don't do that. And God says, if you do this, you will be blessed. If you don't do that, you will not experience all of my love and all of my blessings to the fullest. So it really helps them to know that this is indeed the Word of God. They can read it. They can trust it. God will work in their hearts through it as they yield themselves to the Word of God. So I think, you know, in working with young people, emphasizing that God's Word is God's Word, the King James Bible, preserved in the King James Bible, that really helps kids to put their feet on the ground, as it were, and then they can really grow spiritually, academically, emotionally, and even physically.
Well, absolutely, and that's what we found, Larry, to be true with the children. And when you recognize how important God's Word and God's words are to Him, because back in that verse in Psalm 138:2, we read, praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. We can know God's loving kindness and appreciate His truth through the Word, so we can properly worship the Lord and to hold His name in reverence. And the principal attack of the enemy of God, Satan, has been and always has been and is and always will be on the Word of God. What did Satan do, for all of our listeners today, in the garden with Eve? He corrupted, he changed, he added, he subtracted to the Word of God. God said very clearly to both Adam and Eve, thou shalt surely die if they partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, if they eat of it. And what did Satan do? He attacked the very words of God, and he said, thou shalt not surely die. And Satan has continued to attack the Word of God, which is his way of attacking the Church of God, which we know is a second very important entity to the Lord. And we know the Church is so important because of the price that God paid for His Church. Peter tells us we weren't redeemed with corruptible things like gold and silver, but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as a lamb without spot and without blemish. And if Satan can corrupt, and he has, the Word of God in the hearts and minds of many believers, he can be destructive in the purposes and will of God for the believer.
That's absolutely true. I agree 100+% on that, because, you know, Gary, we see so many dangerous and destructive trends that are seeping into the church. I was just reading this morning that there is a radically new version of the Bible. It is supposed to be, quote, the decommissioning of traditional religion so that God may dwell with all those who believe. Now, can you imagine that? That's just outlandish. And then there was a recent report on Fox News. The headline said this, Miami Church brands members with 666 tattoos. I think this is just a small indicator of how evil the world is, how Satan is trying to confuse people and especially attacking the blessed Word of God. And of course, if he can destroy our confidence, if he can undermine our faith, if we don't feel that we can trust the Word, that it will guide us and direct us, then he's really got, you know, he's halfway to his goal. And that's so sad today. So we really appreciate your work in giving us a book like this. Now, of course, God promised to give us His Word and also to preserve His Word. So there are two issues of equal importance, divine inspiration and divine preservation. Tell us a little bit about how the King James Bible fits into both inspiration and preservation.
Well, thank you. First of all, one of the names that God uses for Himself and how He identifies His characteristics is that our God is a jealous God. And what that refers to is that God protects and loves those things that are His. And God's jealousy is a godly jealousy over His Word, because they are His words. He doesn't want them distorted or corrupted. And God's jealousy for His church, the body of Christ, is for the good of the body of Christ, to keep it from being sidetracked and destroyed. And so when we understand how important God's Word is to His church, which is to be the pillar and the ground of the truth, and we understand that Satan's principal attack is on those things that God counts most dear to His heart, we see the Word coming into the sights and the focus of Satan. Most believers believe what Peter says about the Scriptures and how they came to us. Peter tells us where the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men were moved as they spake by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit. So God gave us His words in the originals. Nobody's going to debate that's a Bible believer. But where the rub comes is when one starts to claim that we actually have the very perfect words of God today, when those originals are nowhere to be found. And what I've done in my Bible study is I've used the King James Bible as the sole source, basically, for proving the point that this book is the very words of God. And somebody might say, well, how can you do that? Do you go back to the Greek? Do you go back? You know, and most Christians, of course, are intimidated because of we've got 2,000 years of history. We've got church councils. We've got translation issues. Well, let's just look at the King James Bible a little bit and see what we learn, which is what we do, what we do with the children. First of all, the word scriptures, and the word scripture is defined for us in the Bible. In Matthew 22, we read, the Lord Jesus Christ said something very alarming. He says, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures. And we don't want to be categorized here. And then later on in the next verse or two, he says, that which was spoken unto you by God. So the scriptures are the very words of God. We can know them. God wants us to know them. As you already said in 2 Timothy 3:16, we read that all scripture is given, is God-breathed by the Lord. But in every case in the King James Bible where we read the word scripture, and there's about 53 verses, it's always copies that are referred to, never the originals. The church at large, for the most part, takes the position, yes, David and Paul and Moses and others, when they wrote, those were inspired and they were perfect and they can be trusted. But you know what? Down through the ages, things were lost. And so consequently, when a pastor holds up his Bible in front of his congregation, he says, you need to believe the Word of God. We have the Word of God. What he's really saying, unfortunately, in so many cases when this is done, is that in the originals this was true, but now we've got 300 plus more being added continuously, versions available. Take your pick. That's not what our God had in mind. Our God had in mind that copies would be used to be reliable, faithful copies of His words to us. I've got some verses that I can read if you'd like me to, Larry.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me just allow our announcer to come in for a moment. I'm sure our listeners want to get a copy of your materials, and then we'll get back to this. How's that?
Well, it's great.
I want to introduce our announcer, Brother Jerry Gilter. He's going to come, friends, and tell you how you can get your own copies of Gary's two books that we're offering. They're really great books. I know you'll want to get your own copy so you can read and study this material and pass it on to others. Brother Jerry, would you come?
Be happy to, Brother Larry. Brother Gary and Brother Larry have been speaking primarily about the booklet, Why the King James Bible is the Perfect Word of God. It's 45 pages in length and is actually a five-lesson Bible study. But that's not the only book offered today. Brother Gary and his wife Linda have also written The Adventures of Bob and Betty. These are stories from the Miners Bible Club series. In addition to the stories in the 191-page book, there are illustrations that children can color. So, it's an educational tool, teaching biblical principles and more. Get both books for a gift of $15 by calling 1-800-652-1144, writing to Southwest Radio Ministries, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008, or visit our website at swrc.com. If you missed any of that, I'll repeat it at the close of the program, so get pen and paper and be ready to take down the information. Here again is Brother Larry.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Let's get back to our interview with Gary Miller. And, of course, we were speaking about the fact that, Gary, when the biblical writers refer to Scripture, they're not referring to the original manuscripts but to faithful copies. And they felt confident in doing that because they knew that God had preserved His holy word down to the very words of Scripture. And you were going to give us some verses that substantiate this, so why don't you do that?
Well, thank you, Larry. First of all, let me just make the point that the Lord Jesus Christ referred to the Scriptures many times in His earthly ministry in the four Gospels to Israel. In not one case does the Lord Jesus Christ ever read from the originals, and yet He refers to these verses and the words that he reads as Scripture. When Christ was in the temple, in Luke 4:21, for example, he says, "This day is this Scripture fulfilled in your ears." And again, keep in mind, God defines Scripture as the words of God. In John 5, Christ says, "Search the Scriptures." How could those that Christ was addressing in his earthly ministry and us coming down the line 2,000 years later obey this command to search the Scriptures if we didn't have them? That's a question every believer should ask himself. God doesn't ask us to do things He doesn't enable us to do. So He says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think that ye have eternal life, and they are they which speak of me." Now keep in mind, the Scriptures speak of Christ, which tells me that God wants to preserve these because of His love for His Son and the need that we have of Him. On the Emmaus Road, in Luke 24, the Lord Jesus Christ says to the two depressed, saddened disciples, "O fools and slow of heart to believe, all the prophets have spoken, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, Christ expounded unto them in all the Scriptures." So here we see Christ using the Scriptures, referring to the Scriptures, quoting from all the Scriptures that he had available to him at his time, never once saying, "This would be a better rendering." Never once saying, "Let's go back to the original language because they have it wrong." Never once using the same language of accommodation that we hear from pulpits across our country day after day after day, with men undermining the authority of the Word of God by correcting the Scriptures. I remember being in churches where I'm crossing words out of my Bible and putting in what man says they should be. I'm well past that now. Perhaps you've had the same experience.
Well, it's good to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, of course, as you were talking, I was thinking of Paul's statement to Timothy. He said, "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures." And, of course, he wasn't saying you've known the holy autographs or the original parchment or vellum or animal skin or whatever, but he was referring to faithful copies of the Word of God.
Yes, and just to build on that, Apollos, if we remember in Acts 18, was mighty in the Scriptures. And why was that important? Because in just another verse in Acts 18, it says, Apollos showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. Now, the scriptures have such an important value, and we could list a lot more, but right now, to show that Jesus is who he claimed to be. Jesus was Christ. And over and over and over again, we see in the King James Bible that God tells us how perfect and how pure his words are. And we give trophies out to our children when they accomplish Bible memory and things like this. And I make the trophy out of wood, and we glue stones on them, and you know all that. And sometimes I look at the trophy, and I see that I've scratched it with my sander, and my cuts aren't straight. And you know, that doesn't bother me. And the reason it doesn't bother me is because what's perfect, and what should be perfect, and what should we recognize as perfect on this earth? The Word of God, not the production by man. And I even use this as an example. Our trophies aren't perfect, but God's Word is perfect. He tells us every word of God is pure. And there's an argument today, Larry, that you're familiar with. Religious people have a way of putting terms and all on things that sometimes lose us average people. They refer to formal and dynamic equivalence. Formal equivalence is a term that religious people in the church use to define a word-for-word translation, and dynamic equivalence is a word that's used to define a basic thought or idea translation. And for all of our listeners today, they should recognize that God was and continues to be interested in communicating his word, word for word. Let me just read some scriptures. And God spake all these words. And there's a warning in scripture, as we know, a number of them, that we should not add to his words, lest we be reproved and be found a liar. Thy word is very pure. And what should that cause us to do? Therefore thy servant loveth it. It's the words that are important. And when a Bible comes out and says the words aren't important to this translating committee, it's the general thoughts and the ideas that we're looking to convey for the simplicity and the ease of reading, the informed believer should dismiss that immediately.
Well, Gary, I want to pick up in our next program right where we left off. Are you available for another interview?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, I'm very excited about that, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. And friends, please be sure to tune in again for our next broadcast. Tell your pastor, tell your friends about this. This is going to be very, very exciting and very informative, and your faith will be strengthened. Brother Jerry, come to the mic once again and tell our listeners how they may obtain Gary Miller's books.
Thanks, Brother Larry. To get why the King James Bible is the perfect Word of God and the adventures of Bob and Betty, call 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008, or visit our website at swrc.com. Both will be sent in appreciation of your $15 offering. The KJV booklet is 45 pages in length. It's a five-lesson Bible study with fill-in-the-blanks pages, which is published by Chick. The Adventures of Bob and Betty is a compilation of stories about twins who hear the gospel and trust Jesus as their Savior and Lord. In addition to the captivating stories, there are 80 pictures for children to color. Get both books, Why the King James Bible is the Perfect Word of God, and The Adventures of Bob and Betty, for a gift of $15. The number to call is 1-800-652-1144. Write to Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008, or visit the website at swrc.com. Join Brother Larry and Brother Gary tomorrow for another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. It's time for Southwest Radio Ministries Question and Answer. This is part two of a series of questions and answers dealing with God's preserved Word, text, and manuscripts. Parts 3 and 4 will be aired next week. Dr. Larry Spargimino is dealing with key issues. He's seeking to deal with manuscript evidence and issues. Brother Larry, at the end of part one, you were telling us that Bible inspiration and Bible preservation are two sides of the same coin.
That's correct, Brother Jerry. Bible-believing Christians of the past have generally believed both in Bible inspiration and in Bible preservation. For example, the Westminster Confession of Faith, written in the 1600s, says this, and I'm quoting it, "The Old Testament in Hebrew and the New Testament in Greek, being immediately inspired by God and by His singular care and providence kept pure in all ages, are therefore authentical, so as in all controversies of religion the Church is finally to appeal unto them." Close quotes.
So even though we don't have the original manuscripts, we do have the original words of Scripture.
That's right, Jerry. God has never promised to preserve the original documents on which the Word of God was written, but God has promised to preserve His Word, or His message. Dr. Floyd Nolan Jones, in his excellent book, Which Version is the Bible?, page 7, asked this question. Now, we know that we do not have an original. The question is, has God preserved His Word, the original text, although not the original piece of paper or vellum on which it may have been written? Close quotes. Of course, the answer is yes. God has not preserved the original document, but He has preserved the original message. In fact, He has preserved the original words. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God." The Lord Jesus Christ read from the Scripture in the synagogue at Nazareth. The Apostle Paul read from the Scripture in the synagogue at Thessalonica. The Ethiopian eunuch, returning home from his trip to Jerusalem, was riding in his chariot, and he was reading from the Scripture. Now, these documents labeled Scripture were not the autographs or the original documents. Rather, they were copies. Most likely, they were copies of copies. The paper and the vellum on which the words of Scripture were written was not the original paper and vellum, but the words of these copies were the original words of God. Hence, these copies are called Scripture. And Paul says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Well, Brother Larry, we can certainly prove that from the Bible, because in Mark 13:31, the Lord Jesus Christ says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away."
Well, Jerry, that's a great verse to use. Jesus did not say, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the original document shall not pass away." In other words, we can have the authentic, fully authoritative, preserved Word of God, even though we do not have the original manuscripts.
Well, thank you, Brother Larry. Next week, we'll bring you parts 3 and 4 in this important series of questions and answers on God's preserved Word. Each month, Q&As and Bible in the News reports are published in a booklet. To get a copy of that booklet, call 1-800-652-1144. And that number again is 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries at Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008, or visit the website at swrc.com. We would ask that you please include a gift of $3 to help cover the shipping and handling. And we invite you to join us for the next Watchman on the Wall program, when once again we'll bring you either a question and answer or a Bible in the News report over this radio station.